Last week, Tia Nelson resigned from her job with the state of Wisconsin. Nelson is the daughter of Earth Day founder Gaylord Nelson and is committed to carrying on her father's environmental legacy. She became the center of some controversy. Nelson served as executive secretary of the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands. The board recently prohibited staff from talking about or working on anything to do with climate change. While Nelson is critical of certain attitudes and actions, she insists the edict did not prompt her to look for a new job. She's proud of her 11 years heading the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands. It oversees 77,000 public acres and invests the money that past land sales have generated. Nelson says assets have soared by more than 80% under her leadership.
This year generated $35.5 million in school aid. These go to the public school library systems. That's enough money to put a book in the hand of every child in Wisconsin.
And Nelson doesn't shy from the palpable tension between her and one of the board's three commissioners, State Treasurer Matt Adamczyk.
Here's a guy whose first official act as an elected official was to seek to remove my name from agency stationery, order me to unsubscribe from the New York Times, and prohibit me and BCPL staff from saying the words climate change. So draw your own conclusions.
Nelson says the other board members, Wisconsin's Attorney General and Secretary of State, later modified Adamczyk's motion
to simply say that BCPL staff could not engage in policy advocacy on climate change during work time. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's appropriate. We shouldn't be engaged in any policy advocacy that doesn't have the board's blessing.
Nelson won't have to tread carefully in her new job with a family foundation based in Madison. Climate change issues will be front and center.
The Outrider Foundation is setting out to develop a new project focused on science and education and providing science-based research and education to inform discussion on serious challenges that face our people and our planet as we seek to, in essence, build something from the ground up.
Nelson hopes the initiative will help untangle partisan rancor and generate action.
We certainly need fair regulations to ensure clean air and clean water, but we also need to work in partnership with industry on market-based solutions to our environmental challenges, and I think we can do that. It's exciting if you look at what's happening in the private sector. There's certainly taking the lead as our politicians lag behind.
Until her job ended with the Public Lands Commission, Nelson says she worried silently about new state policies rolling out of the Capitol.
I'm concerned about the efforts of some to defund science. To me, this is irresponsible in the extreme. We've got to have good science informing sound public policy. So some of what's happened in the budget in terms of eliminating science positions at the DNR is very disconcerting, and it should be disconcerting to all of Wisconsin's citizens.
Nelson lets her guard down further. She admits the storm swirling around her now former job has left her exhausted, but came with a life-changing silver lining.
The biggest impact it had is I probably wouldn't have had this job opportunity had it not been for this controversy about what was going on at the agency that offered a great new job as a consequence of the attention this controversy brought to the issue and to me.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.